You're listening to Turn Zero Lists, a Legion 99 production presented by 6UP Supply. Hello, loyal Legion 99 listeners. Welcome to another episode of Turn Zero Lists, brought to you by 6UP Supply. Visit 6upsupply.com to see our entire line of premium gaming tools and accessories, including our latest product, Turn Zero Veto Tokens, in the style of everyone's favorite galactic card game. I'm your host, Keegan Evans, and I'm joined this week by Tony Hunter, Huntsman on the Discord, and one of the illustrious Saltcasters for our Imperial list. Tony, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you in here. I just heard you on the inaugural episode of the Saltcast with your fellow Imperial Salts. And I really am looking forward to this conversation. So before we dive into the list that you brought, can you talk to me a little bit about your list building process? Do you focus on your skill level or what you like, or what's that look like for you when you're putting together a new list?
Sure. So I got this personal problem with how I play, and that is that I cannot play meta lists. I just don't enjoy it. I don't like playing what everyone else is playing. I want to play something different. I want to have tricks up my sleeve that other people aren't seeing from time to time. I just find it kind of boring to play what everyone else is playing. I like to be a bit of an icebreaker and try and forge my own path, you know?
I know exactly what you're talking about. It's almost like looking in an Imperial mirror of myself. Awesome. Well, with that in mind, what did you bring us this week? What's the basic concept that you built?
Sure. So the list I brought this week, it's a list I've played for a couple of months now. I've had quite a bit of success with it locally. As much success as Empire can have at the moment anyway.
Certainly.
But I've definitely been having a lot of fun with it too. It's kind of scratches all my itches. So when I build lists, I like to have a mobile contingent and then a gun line to tag objectives and hold a point. Mm-hmm. So I brought an 11 activation, 795 point list. It has Boba Fett. It has two speeder bikes. It has a couple of Storm squads with the captain, the RTC-97, and the offensive push, a couple of strike teams, and then a shore trooper and a mortar, and then the two generic officers with improvised and electric binoculars.
Awesome. All right. So what do you think your focus pieces in here are? Are you trying to build it, or are you just trying to build, or are you kind of peanut buttering the focus on this?
No, the focus here is Boba and the bikes.
Gotcha.
They're the fun bit for me. They're the bit that's going to pull some shenanigans, maybe catch some people unawares, hopefully, and really score objectives for me if I can get the right objectives.
Gotcha. I like it. 11 activations and being able to cram all this stuff in there is pretty spicy. You went naked bikes. And was there anything that gave you pause? Are there any upgrades that you wanted to put on there, or is naked bikes pretty standard?
No, naked bikes is pretty standard. I think they're almost, to be honest, a little overpriced for what they are now, but I want that mobility. Also, 11 activations is pretty important to me. I want to get an activation ahead of people if I can. And with the bikes, that's very, very important. It lets me go last with them if I can get them in there. I don't need any upgrades on them.
Awesome. The other thing that jumps out at me, other than Boba, which I love seeing Boba. Boba's one of my favorite minis that I've painted, so I really want to see more Boba on the tables, even if it's not mine. Two generic Imperial officers, both with improvised orders and electro binoculars. Talk to me a little bit about that, because I haven't seen that much improvised orders, even in the heyday of me playing Han and Rebels.
Mm-hmm. So I kind of came up with this probably a year or so ago when Bossk first came out and I was playing Double Bounty. I was trying to find a way to get orders on my bounty hunters. This was before Seas. It was a real hard time getting bounty hunters to get orders. So double improvised orders when you're and the electro binoculars means that those two officers every turn are going to be spotting, and that's four aims shared out. And then improvised orders when I recover too for the second action means I can use improvised orders four times in a turn, which gives me very, very good order control throughout the list every turn. And I can control when I do my inspire, when I do my aims, when Boba goes. Now, Boba has seized just in case as a backup, but that improvise really bails me out a lot.
That's pretty powerful. And I haven't thought about how often that can be used, especially with the recover. And then, of course, the card itself recovers automatically at the end stage. So that's a really neat trick to get in there. And solve for this many activations with not necessarily native order control, and get what you need to get when you need to get it. Very cool. Before we move on to the command cards, anything else jumping out about this list that you want to cover?
Just that, I guess Boba Fett's my boy. Yeah. I've been playing him since he first released, almost solidly. I would go and say, not ringing my own bell here, but I'd probably say I've played Boba Fett more than just about any other person on the planet. Probably a couple of games a week for 2 years solid here. The only time I didn't play him was with when the clones had standby sharing there for a couple of months, and I just couldn't get anywhere near them. But I feel like I know him inside out. I can pull things off. Because he's a little more dated, people sometimes underestimate him. They don't realize what he can bring. And he gives me the ability to really counter just about anything from armor to force users, to take out squads, strike teams. He's really good eliminating and cleaning up strike teams if he gets in behind. He just gives me so many options.
I like it. That's great. All right, jumping into the command cards. With just the generics and Boba, it doesn't on the surface seem like there's a whole lot of hard choices to make, but you do have some variety in here from what you know, just all of Boba's cards and then the easy generics. So talk to me a little bit about your command card choices.
Yeah, so it was fairly simple. I mean, when I bring Boba and I bring the bikes, there's certain cards I'm looking for right off the bat. With the bikes, I love that pin down card. Locally here at 5280, we had a number of players that were playing 333, Iden 333. Okay. So it really cancels out Tac Strike. It just completely neuters them.
Oh, man. Yeah, that can be. I can imagine that being a disappointing on the receiving end.
Yep. And Take That Clankers, even if you get it right, you can use it on Take That Clankers turn. And then with Boba, we got the Whipcord Launcher, which is just my favorite card of all time. I use it every game. I find a use for it. I usually, if they've got a force user, I can time it right to just stop that force user in his tracks for a turn, which gives my gun line or my bikes enough time to just evaporate him. Jetpack Rocket is a little bit dated, but I find I need it if I'm going to have any chance at a bounty, because his natural weapons just aren't strong enough. That Jetpack Rocket can still take out a T-Series droid commander or even a clone commander with one shot, because it's got that PS1, it's got Sharpshooter 2. I've got that offensive push on Boba, which I save for Jetpack Rocket specifically. So that's a good chance to get a bounty there. As far as the rest of the cards, it's pretty normal. I've got the Ambush in there. I don't like the other one pip just because I want the ability to throw a one pip on another unit if I need to, like the Shore Troopers or the Speeder Bikes if something comes up. And then I've got the push there where I can throw another order of the Shore Troopers there too. So I have a couple of command cards there. The Shore Troopers can still get their aims, even though for the most part I'm specializing on the bikes and Boba.
Makes sense. I like it. Awesome. Moving on to the battle deck, what cards in here, when you're evaluating this, did you have any auto includes? These are definitely required for this list.
Yeah, definitely. Boba loves Recover the Supplies. That's his
money right there. So especially with, I saw you have Recon on him too. That makes a no-brainer almost.
That's him right there. I mean, if he can time that he loves that. For the bikes, I've got Breakthrough and Bombing Run, which again they love, and with Boba as well. So that is the trio there. I've got Vaporators in there. That one was a tricky one for me. I like the ability to spring the bikes or Boba, and Boba can get a bounty or the bikes can spring at the last turn if I turtle around the back and then have to hit someone last turn to take an activation out. So Evaporators isn't as bad as you would think. As far as the objectives I didn't take there, I didn't like Intercept Transmissions at all. I've really struggled with Intercept Transmissions in the past. I just can't time it right. I always go too early or too late, and the same with key positions. It's so hard to time. Especially some of these other factions can really just monster that center position, and it's really hard to get them off.
Makes sense. Looking at the deployments and conditions, same question, auto includes, auto excludes?
Yeah, it's a personal play choice for me. I always like to stretch the board long ways. Might be a little funny with the bikes and Boba there. They would like to play laterally a lot, but personally, I want the range. I want to bleed the opponent out a little bit as they come at me. And then I can usually hold the bikes and Boba back in the background a little bit until they find their spot and then move. So major offensive, rollout, long march are givens for me. I have battle lines in there too, just because of the list. That way I can play laterally if the board looks favorable for it.
Makes sense. I love that you went with a heavy element of personal playstyle rather than necessarily trying to optimize. You said at the top, you're not a meta player by any means, but mm-hmm. I like leaning into that with the personal playstyle influencing your deployments, and recognizing that strength. Mm-hmm. Conditions, anything jumping out here as an auto include, or was the process of elimination to
conditions,
what made the cut?
Conditions are fairly easy for me. I can play just about anything here. Sure. I took supply drop, fortified, hostile, and clear. However, anything I could really play. I've got those two officers there with the two inspire, and my stormtrooper captains have the two. I have two stormtrooper captains there as well. So courage isn't an issue too much on war weary or hostile. I don't love rapid, to be honest. That's probably one I would avoid. Limited visibility, even though I've got all that long range firepower, I do have the bikes and boba, so I can capitalize on that a little bit if I have to. Minefield.
Yeah.
Minefield, maybe not, just because I don't want to waste activations dodging and trying to set those things off. But I can pretty much play anything except maybe rapid there.
Yeah, that makes sense. Looking at your list, I can't think of a solid rapid target at all out of that group. All right, great setup. When you're bringing this list to a store tournament, what list are you hoping to get paired against the first round?
So ideally another Empire player would be fantastic. I hate to pick on my own brothers, but we are the weakest link, and if I can get a win there, I'll take it.
Other than that,
I've had some success against droids with this list. I can find their soft spots and hammer them a little bit because I can move. And then
some decent dice pools in there too.
And then some rebel lists. I don't love Wookiees, but some rebel lists I can handle too.
Makes sense. Awesome. What list brings you total dread looking across the table?
So that would be clones.
Okay.
obviously, but clones are a real bad matchup for Empire. They feel like the Empire. They have the same activation count. They have the same bid size. The units cost the same, except they just do so much more. It feels like an Empire on steroids, and it's just really hard to play against them.
That makes sense. That matches my experience as well. Mm-hmm. All right. That was a great list building session. Just as a reminder, we have an 11 activation Imperial list, two Imperial officers with improvised orders and electro binoculars for some amazing order control in an unconventional way. Centerpiece of Boba Fett and a pair of speeder bikes. Core rounded out as two RTC captain stormtroopers with offensive push, a set of heavy stormtroopers with the heavy and the mortar, and finishing out the list with a couple of strike teams with the snipers. Looking forward to how this plays out. But before we get to that, Tony, you ready for the lightning round?
Let's do it.
All right. Before Legion, what was your biggest hobby, game, or obsession?
So I played around with 40K since I was a kid, a little bit on and off. Growing up in New Zealand, I couldn't really find anyone to play against, so I bought armies and I painted them and I built lists, but never really did anything with them. And then I moved to America here, and the first game I ever played, went to tournaments, was Lord of the Rings strategy battle game. Loved that game and went to tournaments and had a lot of fun with it.
Awesome. When you're at events, besides playing Legion, what's your single favorite activity?
I like to just walk around and check out what else is going on, look at the other games, watch if I can catch some Legion games and see some good players playing and pick up some tricks. That would be great too. But just soaking up the atmosphere and seeing what's going on.
Absolutely. All right, what's the most obscure piece of Star Wars trivia that you know?
So I read this somewhere. I don't know how true it is, but apparently George Lucas was considering having Boba Fett kill Mace Windu at the end of episode 3 there, but the story got a little long and convoluted, and he had to axe Boba Fett from episode 3 and ended up being Palpatine that killed him.
Makes sense. All right. Yeah, I hadn't heard that before. That's a crazy one. I'm sure I like that. What is with real life events starting to come back? What's the next big event that you're going to be attending?
I'll be trying to attend as many local tournaments as we can do, but the next big one would be LVO for me, I think. Awesome. I went there at the last LVO before COVID, and I just had a ball. Mm-hmm. It was the first big, seriously big tournament I've ever been to. I just had a blast. I love meeting the people, playing the games. Mm-hmm. Vegas is just fantastic. I love the city, so I really, really enjoyed it and want to go back again.
Absolutely. Yeah, that last LVO was fantastic. The LVO prior to that was actually my first big gaming event of any sort. I just got such a positive experience. And that environment and tone was just replicated and expanded last year. That was also where you and I first met in person, which was
that's correct. Yeah, cool. That's
right. We didn't play against each other, although I think we did in the online Gen Con.
We did too. Yep.
Yeah, we had Imperial Jank versus Rebel Jank.
It's always fun.
It was a fantastic game. Speaking of events, it's a four game event, you've gone first two rounds and you're already eliminated from moving on. What are you drinking for the last two games?
You know, when I take the time and the money and the to invest in going to a tournament, what I'm going for is to learn, to get better as a player. I don't need to win. I just want to get better as a player. Even if I lose a game, I'm probably still drinking water or even just one beer while I continue to play the others. I'm still very serious. I'm still wanting to pick up on what's going on and learn more. And it's important to me to get my investment out of that tournament, even if I did lose a game.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, that is by far one of the healthiest answers to any of our drinking questions that we have in this in this segment, which probably means I need to reflect on myself a little bit. that's a great answer. All right. Final question, tailored definitely for the Saltcast. You have to give up complaining about one thing for the rest of your Legion career. Do you choose A, your faction, B, your dice, or C, strength of schedule or margin of victory?
Yeah, you got me there. I would love to stop complaining about my faction. I just do not see that happening anytime in the near future, unfortunately. So I think it's probably an easy one for me there, though. The dice, I don't like to complain about my dice. I don't spend any time worrying about that. I know everyone has a bad day, everyone has a good day. It's going to come around. Yep. As long as you're making the right statistical choices with your shots and where you're going, eventually it will come back to you.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Tony, so much. Do you want to plug anything? Tell folks where to find you?
Yeah, for sure. So as you mentioned, the Saltcast released its first episode. You can find us on any platforms. That's if you search the space Saltcast was one word. So we'll hopefully have a second episode out here very shortly, maybe by the time this drops. And then the other shout out I got is 5280 Legion Boys. If you live in Colorado or anywhere near Colorado, any of the surrounding states, we have plenty of tournaments going on. So look for us on Facebook and on the Discord and give us a yell.
Fantastic. Yeah, you guys are definitely one of the most distinct community identities out there. I think I know about you guys possibly even more than my own local group. So great camaraderie with that group. All right. Thanks again, Tony. And listeners, subscribe to the Legion 99 feed in your favorite podcast app for a unique list every week. And join us at the end of the month for our video episode featuring some great head-to-head turn zeros. Thanks for listening.
Thanks.